Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this this beautiful Monday afternoon. We're going to go to the phones right now. So State Senator Sam Gavan represents part of the state from the Huntsville region. Is just known for being one of the more conservative members of the body. And there's a proposal right now. We touched on it briefly, I think, last week. There's a proposal right now for some of the high crime areas in our state to have to face the potential for state takeover of their law enforcement. And you know, there's so many questions now about how this would work. And I thought, you know, what better thing to do than to get one of the more conservative members of the body on the line with us and break this thing down a little bit? And do you think it would even pass if it came to the floor of the House or the Senate? So without further ado, let me go to the phones right now. State Senator Sam Gavan. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing well, but now I guess it's pretty where you are, but lightning just struck outside my office.
Oh.
Downtown Huntsville's got a big storm cloud over right now.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, just don't be walking with an umbrella right now, apparently. Well, hey, so listen, man. So I've talked to some other legislators. There's a mixed bag of feelings about this. And crazy thing is, one of the most liberal activist Democrats we have in the state House is Wandling Gavan. And she's intimated that she's even like somewhat in favor of this idea of the state intervening when law enforcement's screwing up locally. What are your thoughts on this?
You know, I think from her perspective is that she's just watching a lot of death occur in her community and trying to figure out what can be done to change something, because Birmingham doesn't seem to be handling it very effectively. And that's a terrible tragedy. You know, so many times I've seen the mayor of Birmingham and the mayor of Montgomery, which is where really this is occurring, these issues are occurring for the most part, you know, blaming the legislature for the laws we passed. Well, yeah. You know, it's not happening in Albertville and, you know, Gadsden and Huntsville and, you know, on down the line, Auburn and Tuscaloosa. Now, you know, I mean, I'm not suggesting there's not crime, and a lot of it is unfortunately drug related, from what I've been told. I mean, I think when we have things happen up here, it's what I've been told is mostly drug dealers killing drug dealers. But you know, one of the tragedies of all that too is, and we see it so much in Birmingham with so many people living in close proximity, is a stray gunfire, you know, killing children and yeah. You know, I mean, child, you know, laying in his bed. You know, getting killed. I mean, it's just some horrible stories there. And, you know, we've gone through this whole drama, and I think we're going to be reliving that a little bit with our vice president candidate being reminded about some of the positions she took in the past about defunding the police. But, you know, we went through all this defund the police, and where police were getting discouraged, police are not, you know, from what I'm hearing, they're not feeling supported.
Right.
And therefore, they're, you know, they're resigning, they're transferring. You know, we had a lot of, you know, there were cities like Huntsville and others that said, hey, you know, we got your back, and that needed police officers, trained police officers. And, you know, we're looking at some of these blue cities and other states, particularly when people were leaving them, law enforcement wanting to pick them up in our community. But there was a lot of issues there, but I just don't know. Jumping back to the actual legislation that's been proposed, which I hadn't read, but my understanding is that if certain metrics were met, then the Attorney General and the governor in some combination could install a police chief there, a new police chief. But one of the metrics is that the local communities let their police force fall below a certain threshold.
Yeah.
And, you know, so who is going to always determine, who determines the threshold? Does the city get to determine the threshold? Or is there going to be an objective metric there that we can look at?
Well, let me ask you this too, Sam. Let me just kind of break in, because sometimes I have to, when I've got a gray area, and I know you do this, I have to step back to the principles. All right, what are my principles? And one of my principles is limited government. So is this an ideal that steps into the idea of, you know, keeping the public safe, or is it a big government intervention? And so that's the wrestling match in my mind for this right now. What do you think?
I think in the details it is a big government deal, because we're going to have to get in and we'd have to legislate a lot of issues. But on, you know, in terms of, well, we'd be putting in one police officer, you know, that would be chief, and kind of taking over the department, I guess, through the chief. I don't know that that's such a big overstep. And there's a couple of things that I would look at and say, yeah, we did this. We did this from the state level, and, you know, but, and I'm willing to do this, but my hypocrisy only goes so far. I mean, for instance, we outlawed any city from imposing a income tax that didn't already have one.
Right.
And then Senator Jones has been trying to back down, and I think he's been running into some buzzsaws about trying to back down the income taxes that are out there by certain municipalities. And then when you were in the legislature, you know, Birmingham was prohibited from coming up with its own minimum wage.
Minimum
I mean, there are certain
tax.
Things
yeah.
That I have supported the, you know, intervention and saying, you know, well, cities, y'all can't do this, or you can't do it anymore. You know, we put clamps through Senator Elliott's legislation on what police jurisdictions were going to look like, because that, you know, was a sort of a taxation without representation issue. And I think some good things, you know, came out of that, and some you know, it was a good reform. So the legislature does step in from time to time. And of course, I would argue that that's a, you know, that's a smaller government thing, not a big government thing. It just happened to be we were the ones to lay the hammer on them. But
so let me ask you this: the logistics of it. I mean, there's got to be an exploration of. All right. So first of all, I would say this: if you had a manning issue, but all you do is bring in a new chief. Are you going to have to bring in the National Guard then to augment the ranks? I mean, I don't get how they're going to do that.
And that's where the funding comes in. The chief wants to hire a new, you know, send a new class through the academy. Where does he get the money to do that? The chief doesn't have the power to do that.
Yeah.
The, you know, the purse strings are controlled, basically ultimately through the council, and with the involvement of the administration. So I'm just not sure how this stuff goes into play, because if there is a, and also if the guys and gals on the street don't support this, then it just seems like a really big mess that you may go in the wrong direction in terms of your force numbers.
Well, I think,
you know,
I think
perhaps the, all this was to encourage some good behavior, which I have seen some encouraging news out of Montgomery, which involved the state, but it was a joint voluntary program. Where the state is, as I understand it, is trying to ALEA is trying to alleviate some of the traffic issues that Montgomery Police have. So Montgomery Police Department people and sheriffs, Montgomery sheriffs, can go out and actually arrest some of these bad folks that, you know, they need to run down on arrest warrants.
Well, I guess the bottom line for me is. There's not been a clear definitive plan. The concept appears to be go ye therefore and step in where the locals are not getting it done. But that also seems to imply that big government knows best. And I get it. You're right. I totally agree that there are times when we saw, like, you know the deal. How many times, man, when local legislation comes up and one of them says Jefferson County, we all go, oh, God, what's that? Because
yeah.
You never
mm-hmm.
know what's going to come out of some of the more liberal side or portions of our state. But I also look at this and go, okay, at what point, if we don't have bright line metrics and if we don't have a clear, you know, a statement of the milestones that would be accomplished, at which point the state would pull back out, then you could have a rogue governor coming in and saying, well, I never liked that mayor from Auburn. I'm going to go ahead and declare him a problem and take over his law enforcement. I mean, you could see where this could be a problem if you didn't have the right people in office to govern it.
I agree with that. And, you know, you get back down to all politics is local, and I don't think our community is interested in this. I mean,
no.
Most people here don't go to Montgomery. They don't go to Birmingham that much. I mean, I go through Birmingham all the time. Obviously, I go to Montgomery quite a bit. But and so I am concerned about the safety of those cities But I just don't know that we're at a point that we can go in and do a one-size-fits-all bill.
Yeah, we don't have the Phoenix City disaster going on again, right? You know about the Phoenix City story, the Phoenix City disturbance from the 1950s or 60s?
Well, I know about what happened to Patterson's father.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That they did go in there and I think literally went in with the National Guard.
They did.
It
was epic in scale, and Alabama is now the legend still being studied on issues of posse comitatus and whether or not military law can apply.
So it's good. I'm not feeling a big drumbeat. I do know. I mean, look, I try to support my friends when I can, and Marfoot is obviously a dear friend. I'm not sure how much support there is behind this, but I do. You've been there, you've endured it. I've endured it for 6 years. But do you think Senator Smitherman is going to sit there and go quietly into the night on this one? I mean, I don't.
No.
I mean, I think he's going to lock down, and I just don't see this being something. When my impression is, a lot of the Big Ten mayors are probably going to oppose this. I just think the votes would be there to overcome the cloture vote.
I think in its current position, you're exactly right. I think there'd have to be quite the PR campaign to bring this into a position where we could actually see it come to fruition on the floor of the House or the Senate. And the Big Ten, you're right, the League of Municipalities, the County Commission Association, they're going to be all against this because it's not going to be just a city. It's going to wind up being, what if the entire county is a problem and then they take over the sheriff's department? They're not going to be able to claim just municipalities and not have county governments also face issues. Well, listen, my friend, once again, you guys have yeoman's work to do, but I appreciate knowing there's folks like you in there, so thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate it, Phil.
All right, take care now. That's State Senator Sam Gavan calling in from Huntsville. And yeah, I mean, it's a dicey issue. Look, we're going to take a break right now. I'm going to come back, and we're going to take this a step further. I'm going to remind you guys about the legend of the Phoenix City disturbance. Oh, my gosh, this is a story. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.